One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
My poor neighbour David, Catherine, I was belting out Nick Lowe at the top of my lungs, and David's been very polite and very patient, David and his son Sydney, very polite, very patient with me doing the show, but my God, that may have been the final straw.
I should think so. Right up the chimney and down is. Terrible business.
Some song. This is the Late Night Alternative Weeknights from 10.
Oh!
On Talk Radio, I'm Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
I'm Catherine Boyle.
And I'm also the star of BBC Radio 4. Thanks very much. If you want to, they put a clip out of me and they used the picture of me presenting the show in my onesie on Radio 4. They made me look silly.
Oh, my God, why? What, they made you wear that onesie?
Well, I was wearing the onesie, but because they clipped a little bit from the show I did last week, the media show, because I was so good on it. And they've clipped it and it's going viral. I think it's had like 300 or maybe even 400 listens. And they put like a little montage. It's the bit where basically I'm saying don't listen to James O'Brien. And they've made a little visual montage of pictures of me at microphones. And one of the pictures is me wearing my Superman onesie here.
Well, unfortunately, it is a faithful representation of you. So anyway, it's a nice onesie.
I was... Very, very close. One day this week, or maybe next week, I'm going to do the show in a suit. I'm also going to do the show in my onesie again. And also, if you're very lucky, boys and girls, I might present the show whilst wearing my jungle outfit. How's about them apples? David, I've got to say, David, people are not on your side. We've had a tweet from Daniel. Well said to the paranormal guy. He is an idiot. Careers are being ruined up and down the country, mine included, but we're all in it together, so we do as we're told. Take the benefits from the government and hope it all ends sooner. A lot of people calling you out as being an absolute muppet, mate, because you go and do seances, you go and talk to the dead people in graveyards when we're supposed to be social distancing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, last time I checked, it was a free country, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we're in lockdown, mate, because there's a killer, there's an invisible killer stalking the streets.
Look, I'm not going around alleyways and street corners coughing on people, right? That's not how I roll. What I'm doing is I'm going to fields where people aren't around and I'm getting in touch with the dead. And if you've got a problem with that, well, come at me, bro, because quite frankly...
You're doing it in your 1 hour allotted time that the government says you can exercise, because that's fine.
Oh, hey, yeah, try and get him arrested.
Why are you being so narky tonight, David? What's going on with you?
Well, I don't appreciate people on national radio slagging off my compadres.
No, but this was a big gang of them we were told about stomping around. If it's just you, talking to invisible people, that's fine.
No, it's me, Bernard. It's me, Bertie. You know, David and the other David, but we stick. You know, we're not too close together. We don't. I mean, we're never that close together in the first place. But that's by the by. What we do is our business. We're not putting anyone at risk. I'm simply
you're putting each other at risk. Are Bernard and Bertie real people, or are these your spirit guides?
No, Bernard and Bertie. Bernard is overweight.
Okay, so that doesn't help him if he gets this thing.
Right. Also, can I just say, also, speaking to dead people, you can't do it. It's nonsense. It's a nonsense. So you're putting your life and other lives at risk for something that isn't real.
Yeah. Well, my heart will go up, right? And what I'm saying to you is, I am a paranormal investigator, right? You're with me so far.
Yeah, you're a knob.
Right, you don't get paid for it, do you? You're not doing this is your essential work that you can't do from home. Just checking.
Right. What hobbies have you got, Kathleen? Kathleen, sorry.
Well, I do indoor hobbies at the moment for the sake of my children and other people and myself.
Indoor hobbies sounds indecent.
Sounds a bit saucy.
It might be. None of your business.
Oh.
Listen, all I'm saying is, right, I don't suck fools gladly. And what I'll say
You don't do what?
I don't suck fools gladly.
Suck? I don't think that's the saying. I think it's suffer, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, gladly. Right.
Why are you sucking fools?
The be all and end all is this, right? Don't slag me off or I'll come in here and I'm feisty. There we are. End of full stop.
All right. Okay. Well, don't be a knobhead and we won't slag you off.
03444991000. Would you like to play the Bill Withers game?
Yeah, right. Go on.
Okay. So hang on a minute. I reset. Ready, steady. And I'm just, guys, I'm just timing the day. As soon as I hear the dirt of day, I start. The rest of it doesn't count. So in your own time.
Ready?
Yes.
A lovely day
in there. 20. Well,
I feel like I'm gonna.
I heard a
faint.
Shut up. I heard a stop in there, Catherine.
It was a little crack, wasn't there?
It sounded like you stopped and then took a breath.
No, that's not quick enough for a breath, was it?
No, we're not counting that one. Go again. Ready?
No, how long was
steady,
it? How long was it?
Go. No, I'm not doing it. It doesn't count. Ready, steady, go.
A lovely ding.
Okay, stop there. Stop there. That was 14.44, so that's almost exactly a second less than Gatford. Mm. Yeah, it was rubbish. Goodbye, David.
All right, nub off.
Oh, dearie me.
Let's go to... Oh, whoa. Hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with, caller. Bear with. I've just got to do a little bit of...
Keep your spirits up special. We don't want to go mental. We're all stuck at home. Someone throw me a bone and we will dedicate the special. The basket don't work.
Good evening, Barry.
Good evening.
Good Barrington.
Can I have a go of the game?
Are you want to play Bill Withers?
Please.
Right, let me get the stopwatch up. Right, so far, we've got Babcock at 14.44 seconds and Gatford at 15.42. Okay. Barry, you give it your best shot. I start the clock on the dirt of day. Away you go.
It's a lovely day.
Oh, dear.
Okay. How was that?
That sounded like a prolapse.
That was 2.44 seconds. That's the worst one by 12.
Let me have another go.
Okay, mate, away you go. Are you sitting down?
A lovely day. Is that better?
Okay, that was less than a second.
One more go.
Careful.
Okay, dear God.
A lovely day.
You can't keep saying a lovely day over and over again. That was 1.39.
Tell him it was really long. Tell him it was really long. Otherwise, he's going to do himself a mischief.
I've nearly done a poo.
Barry, I could hear the pressure.
Barry, that was over. That was 20. That was 25 seconds. That's the best one by 10 seconds.
Thank you so much, everyone. What do I win? You better pants.
Not quite, my friend. Not quite, my friend.
Well, thank you, everyone. There are winners in this world, and there are. No, I was just planning to say a lot of talk about the Queen and being the Vera Lynn.
Did you watch the Queen's speech?
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah. And I thought it was excellent. And I just want to say this. I'm very much the Arthur Askey / Vera Lynn of talk radio, I like to think.
I've got a feeling that you've been drinking again.
No, I've not been. Well, actually, I have been earlier, but I thought I'd sobered up. But the point is this. Can I give my little speech to pep everyone up and to keep your spirits up special? I thought, you know, a little. Have you got any nice patriotic music?
Let me just type in. Hang on a second. Nice patriotic music. Let's see what we got. Here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? In your own time, Barry. Patriotic music.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's all stick together at this terrible time and remember all the wonderful things that made this country great and things that we will return to when this silly business is all over. Linda Lusardi, Branston Pickle, lovely bottoms on the beach, Andy Floss, Suzanne Mitzi in the 80s. Armbands. Buckets and spade shops. Bobby Davro. Pebbles on the beach. The Union flag. Apples, children scrumping for apples, dirty knees, football, parks and that.
If you've run out of stuff, you can stop.
No, I'm still going.
No.
Recreation grounds, dangerous
stuff. Same thing as parks.
balloons and that.
Children.
Gary Lineker.
Okay.
Feral cats.
Who?
Feral cats.
Cheryl Cole, yeah. Briquettes.
Okay. I think you've kind of. Well done. The music finished. Well done.
Jolly ladies.
Big jolly ladies. Okay.
Jolly ladies.
Some of those were in a okay. Well, that's great, Barry. I think. We've got that you like big bosoms. We got that from Suzanne Mitzi and Linda Lusardi.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to let you go now, Barry, because it's getting a little bit inappropriate, mate.
Keep your chins up, everyone.
Thank you, Barry. Take care. Lots of love to Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Keep going. Bye-bye.
Hope and glory, etc.
Okay.
On the buses. Please put the buses.
We've finished the list, Barry. Let's just go to a break, please, John. Thank you.
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. Things are getting serious, Kath.
Yeah.
I've got the chocolate fingers out. That's not a euphemism. Uh-oh. And I've got the cream soda. We are in uncharted territory here. 0344 499 1000.
I did a bad thing.
Go on. You're going to say something.
I did a really bad thing earlier on. My mum got some Easter eggs to us this week because she's not sure when she'll be able to do that in future. Obviously,
you
Easter
didn't.
Bunny. Well, there was no wine in, and we had no pudding because we're going to do the shopping tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm afraid the minstrel's egg is no more. Don't tell me, Mum. I'll be in trouble, seriously.
I've got 3 Easter eggs in my house, and I've not touched them. Not touched them.
Well done.
Because Jesus hasn't been crucified and risen yet.
He'll forgive me, won't he? If I'm very sorry.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. We've got a few calls to get through. So let's go to Tina first. Good evening, Tina. Welcome to Talk Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. And I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
There you go, Catherine. You like that? I think that's for you.
Thanks very much.
No, it's for
I
you.
Like the burden of your heart.
The burden of your heart.
It's for you. It's for you because people love you. It's for you. And love you, Catherine, too. Not just well, it's
Tina,
nice, isn't it?
Have you been drinking or have you gone crazy?
No, I'm full of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, gosh.
And that's a lovely thing. And it's lovely to send love. And that's what this world needs. Don't you agree?
That's what the world needs now.
What the world
is love,
needs most.
Sweet love. Spin it out.
Love.
Yes, I know.
Can I say one thing, but before I go?
Let me just.
Well, two things, actually.
Hang on. You've asked if you can say something. I've not decided whether you can say anything yet. Do you mind if I just think? Let me just think for a second.
I don't mind.
Hang on. Do I want Tina to say something or not?
Potentially two things.
Two things before she goes. I don't know, Catherine. Do we want Tina to say?
I mean, it's risky, but I mean, she's already launched into two songs.
She's talking about her
bottom.
Please.
The burden of her heart. Go on.
Oh, go on then.
Thank you so much. Well, the first thing is you could have saved a lot of money. Instead of buying chocolate Easter eggs, you could have done some boiled eggs. Painted them. It's much more fun. It's a lot cheaper. And the children would have loved it.
Children would like Easter boiled eggs painted brown?
No. You boil an egg and you use tissue paper and you put it in water and you dye it. And then you paint a face on it. And it's fun for the children.
Have you been in the supermarket recently? I haven't been able to get eggs for about a week.
Oh, you get the eggs from a petty station, Kath. That's where you get the eggs. I've got
you
loads.
You should go to a farm, Catherine.
A farm?
You should support the farmers, Catherine.
The farmer around here is doing great guns. He's not got any eggs either.
Tina, you should support the children. What child prefers boiled eggs over chocolate ones?
Well, it's better for them. It's got protein in it. There are nutrients. Oh, and it's better than chocolate.
Protein. God, I've got too much protein coming out of certain orifices in my body. That's how much protein I've got.
Too much info.
Well, it's more. It's healthier.
Next.
Chocolate makes you fat.
Next.
Eggs make you
making us fat. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, well, and the other thing is I know I shouldn't say this, but I'd like to say it. I think we're all going to be praying tonight for Boris Johnson and prayers for rain.
I don't think we will, because not everyone believes in prayer.
Well, that's true.
But if you choose to do that, then that's great for you. If prayers worked, the coronavirus would be gone tomorrow. It would be gone tomorrow.
My, you can't blame God for everything, can you?
I wasn't blaming God for anything. I'm just saying, if you could, and okay, well, let's do this. Why don't we? If you could quantify the results of prayers, I would suggest the stats would come out pretty much saying they don't work so well. But I don't want
to
take anything away. Okay, so if I believe in prayer,
I know what you're going to say now.
No, you don't.
In your heart, you've got to be sincere and sensible, and you've got to believe and have faith.
Okay, so if I believe and have faith in my heart and I'm sensible, and I do a prayer tonight saying,
sensible to ask for something. I mean, come on, you know.
Right.
Depends, okay. Doesn't it? I mean.
See, suddenly now there are all kinds of rules that we
You could be praying to win the lottery, right? You know?
Not what I was going to say.
Oh. It depends, doesn't it?
My prayer would be to get rid of this goddamn COVID-19 and coronavirus, which in my head is just... Here's the thing. I don't think praying makes things happen, but I do think it brings comfort to those people that pray. I think that's what prayer is about.
No, it's not. It isn't.
Okay, so you're going to pray tonight for Boris Johnson to get better and tomorrow morning he'll be fine.
I'm going to ask. I'm not going to demand. I'm going to ask.
Right,
like, so, your child might ask for something, right? No, your child might ask for something, but as a father, you know it's not the right time to give what that child's asking for.
Gosh.
It's true.
Listen, yeah, but there's a difference between asking for a cure for cancer and asking for a Mars bar.
Well, it's a fact. One day, we're all going to go home, hopefully,
No. It's a fact that one day we're all going to die. That's a fact. It's up in the air.
Well, what you believe in determines where you go. If you think there's nothing, there'll be nothing.
Tina.
It's true.
Tina. Come on. Really?
Look, if you believe you can't climb that mountain, you've already failed. You won't climb it. You won't get to the top.
Well, why would I want to climb a mountain?
It's because what you believe in. If you believe there's no God, then there's no God. If you believe, what do you say to your children? You believe in them, don't you? You want them to do well. Even if that child doesn't believe in themselves, if you believe in them and they feel you believe in them, then they'll do well and believe in themselves.
Not necessarily. I know so many people who believe in themselves and whose parents believed in themselves and they never quite achieved what perhaps they could have achieved.
But was it what the parents wanted them to achieve? Or really, was it what they really wanted to achieve?
I don't know, because
this
conversation is getting too weird and is getting too nonsensical.
Oh, okay,
if praying works for you, I am not going to knock it. But
no.
If prayer worked, then we wouldn't have the coronavirus tomorrow.
That's now to do with God.
Well, then what are we praying for? Okay, well, if prayers work, then Boris Johnson will be fine tomorrow.
Who knows?
Well, I thought you did.
If all people pray at 12 o'clock, the power of prayer is a wonderful thing and things can happen.
Tell you what's better, medicine.
What? if we had a cure for it, well, that's it, isn't it? But there's nothing at the moment, is there?
Okay. There's a lot of people working really hard to make sure he gets the best treatment. I put my faith in those people.
And yeah. I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Bye,
Tina. Bye, Tina. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Hey, listen, whatever gets you through the night at the moment, you know, that's, I pray. I don't pray to a Christian God, but I pray, you know, for guidance and stuff. But for me, prayer is like a meditation. For me, the prayer is like a meditation, and then when I meditate, I get the answer. But it's kind of comes from within myself, I think. Anyway, that suddenly got very heavy, didn't it? After a rather whimsical start, it got a little bit heavy. Let's go to Wayne. Good evening, Wayne.
Good evening, Kath. Good evening, Ian. And how the devil are you?
Don't mention the devil after that conversation.
I love your radio for the Q&A. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Late 60s, when I was about 10, some travellers pulled on some waste ground in our cul-de-sac. Oh. And what I noticed, very exciting. Well, as a 10-year-old, very exciting. And I noticed used to start the vehicle with a corned beef key. You know the key, what you undo corned beef with you?
Yes, I do know a corned beef key, yes.
Yeah, well, anyway, that was stuck in my mind. Anyway, eventually they let me sit round the campfire one night and they took something off the campfire and they cracked it in half and they said, here, do you want a bit? So I tasted it. I said, oh, that's lovely. And he said, do you know what it is? I went, corned beef. He went, no, hedgehog. Since then, I've had a great fondness for hedgehogs, not eating them, but try to home them. And I called in last week and I was telling you that I converted my kennel into a hedgehog hotel. Well, I've got my first residence. It didn't come up for breath then, did it?
And it's a hedgehog, I'm assuming.
Yes. Apparently there's only 25,000 left in existence, and that's worrying. He did this last week. You were all quiet on me.
And I'm just reading some nonsense on Twitter. Okay, so you got a hedgehog. Well, that's great news. They're riddled with fleas and TB. No, hang on, that's badgers. That's brilliant news.
I'm beginning to wonder
if every single caller... Can I let you into a little secret, Wayne? That me and Catherine are having a little private conversation over the past couple of weeks, right? Brought to our attention by none other than I won't say who. But we think that one of our callers is a massive liar. I'm not saying it's not you, Wayne. It's not you.
Okay.
We think that one of our callers is a really big liar. And I started off being very sceptical, going, no. They're telling the truth. They're telling the truth. And then every time, sometimes they phone other radio shows. And every time they do, and one of us hears it, we'll text the other person and go, well, now this person has said this, and that doesn't really tally with what... And I'm now coming round to thinking, Kath, you might be onto something. It's not you, Wayne. I promise you it's not you, and it's none of the callers we've had tonight. But I'm thinking you might be onto something, Boyley.
Yeah, all right. I'm just trying to remember the show that I heard him on last, because I wanted to just have a quick look at the records to see if it's the same person that keeps phoning us, because the story was so wildly different, the backstory. It was one of those.
Yeah.
All right. So he's tried to phone the show to make out he's saying something interesting, and it's something he's made up.
He's told us a number of scenarios which we didn't check out with what he was telling someone else over the weekend.
Well, I promise you, I've never phoned another radio station in my life.
It's not you.
It's not you! But this is the fun thing. This is the fun thing, Wayne. Every other caller is now going, my God, it's me. They know.
Oh, you set paranoia out now.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody is now getting panicky.
You will be, yeah.
Good.
Oh, my God, yeah. So I ended up eating an hedgehog, which was not good when I was 10.
Hang on, what? Whoa. What?
Yes, I said to you, after a while, they'll let me sit round the campfire with them. Now, you've got to remember, when I see them start their vehicle with a key off a corned beef tin, that stuck in my mind for some reason. Anyway, eventually they'll let me sit.
So now you've set up a hedgehog hotel.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Hostel?
No, sorry, I haven't now.
It is a film where these guys go backpacking. I think it's set in like Belgium or Bulgaria or something. And they go backpacking and they stay in a hostel and then they become like torture victims and get killed. Is that what you're going to be doing with your hedgehogs?
Oh, no, no. God, no. No. I treat them like royalty.
But you did eat a hedgehog. Is this that you're feeling guilty about?
I don't feel guilty. We've got to understand here, that bloody key on that corned beef tin made me think it was corned beef. And the way they did it, they baked it in clay. So when it's cooked, they could just split it in half.
Okay.
And all of these.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much. Cut him off, please. 03444991000. That was hideous. Catherine, that was hideous. Are you there, Catherine? Or are you still doing undercover?
Tell you what was hideous this weekend. I'm doing a little bit of detective work. Tell you what was hideous this weekend. I watched Midsommar.
Oh. He's on Prime, I think, or Netflix. I can't remember. Any good?
Well, it was slow to start. And then when it started, it was relentless.
Yeah.
I don't think I enjoyed it. I think I endured it. I don't think I'll ever forget it. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm watching it then. I watched Five Guys, One Cup tonight from last week.
You're a traitor.
Which is the dating show. I'm not a traitor. Just you don't come round anymore. You don't come round.
Yeah, I'm not and allowed to. The government will not let me. But you should be saving it up.
Well, okay. It's for those who don't know, it's the dating show on Channel 4 where one horny lady invites five guys round and then she picks one. And this week it was old people.
Yeah.
And
I've been looking forward to that. Now you've seen it.
It wasn't that good, really. It was a little bit of saucy fun, but it wasn't that good.
One of the old guys had a ponytail, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, old hippie. He was. She walked into the living room at one point, and he's on his knees, like praying to Shiva or something. I don't know. And she just walked out. Anyway, Tristan, how are we saying this? Is this Tristan or Tristane?
Tristan.
Tristan. Hey, Tristan, what you got for us?
Ryan. I rang up about the coronavirus lockdown, but first, I would like to say thank you to you because. Here we go. I spent the last 16 years in jail, and for a long period of that, I've been listening to your shows on Absolute Radio, LBC, XFM. I think you were at Virgin at one point.
Yeah.
Before I went to prison, when I was younger, I used to watch you on the 11 o'clock show. And your show did get me through a lot of good times. It got me through a lot of hard times, and it sort of gave me something to look forward to. And what I would do, which probably sounds quite sad, is sometimes I would record your shows onto cassettes, and then during the days or on the days you weren't on, I would listen to them again. And even though I'd already listened to them, it would still, it would still have that hook in effect. So I just want to say thank you.
Nice one, man. No, thank you. Thank you. How long have you been out for?
So I got released on the 16th of March. So I've been out for...
Flipping heck. What a world to be released into. My God, Tristan!
I know.
Let me back in. How are you finding it? I mean, what are we, 2-3 weeks down the line? 3 weeks down the line. How are you finding it?
Oh, man, it's mental. It's really mental. You know, like I said, I've been out of the game, if you like, for 16 years, 15 years, 9 months. So I've come out to just a smartphone. Didn't exist when I went to prison. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. And all these things are kind of, in one sense, they're kind of like insignificant things. But also that they're now such a part of society. They're so woven into society. And they're things that I only just starting to use and starting to get my head around. You know, today I got a Snapchat account, which a lot of people have probably been laughing at, and, you know, oh my God, he's only just got Snapchat, Snapchat's dead, blah, blah, blah. But, you know,
Tristan, here's the thing. I don't even really know what Snapchat is. I'm aware of it. I don't really know what it is. I would suggest you don't need to dive into all these social media. If it makes you happier, then by all means do. But there may be something about being disconnected from things like Facebook and Snapchat that may make your life a little bit easier. I don't know. Maybe it won't. Maybe it's good for you to get in touch with old friends and family and stuff.
Yeah, that's my main motivation. Today I was on YouTube and I was catching up on some of your old stuff. I was watching some of your 11 o'clock show Revisited.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Thank you.
Today I was watching Series 1, Episode 5, I think it was.
Yeah.
I was watching that one, and I also watched Ian and Kath versus Radio, which I thought was very funny.
Nice one, man.
So, Alexa, I just want to say thank you. Primarily to you. Also, Kath, obviously, Kath has been working with you for the last couple of years, and obviously she does a brilliant job. I remember you back from Agent Chris. And
they're my previous presenters. Kath, and I've been so lucky. I've worked with such brilliant producers for the most part. But man alive, I've ended up with the best one out there with Catherine. She's incredible, and I think we're doing the best stuff together. Tristan, in all honesty, what you're telling me, I cannot express and explain how, I don't know if happy is the right word, but I'm going to go with it, how happy that makes me feel, hearing someone who has been in your position telling me that my work, in inverted commas, meant so much to them. So I'm really grateful that you shared that with me, Tristan. Thank you very much, mate.
You're welcome.
Was there anything else you wanted to say?
I was going to talk about the coronavirus lockdown, but I think no.
Nah.
I don't know if I want to, no, if I'm honest with you.
Nah. Hey, Tristan, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Listen, I've got a job. It's my last one, and then I'm out. It's a bank. Oh. I've got the route. What? I've got the... What?
Not you this might be again. Able to help. He thought he was out, and you're trying to drag him back in.
Just one more job, Tris. One more job.
Just one big one, yeah? Sorted for life, yeah?
Sorted for life. We'll be millionaires. It's $1 million each. Tris, hey, stay safe, my friend. You call us any time.
Yeah,
no!
I'm talking.
Tristan, stay safe, mate. It's so nice to talk to you. And honestly, I can't tell you how touched I am that you shared all that. So thank you so much. Hang on a minute. Well, if you're a long-time listener, first-time caller, you get the bell. I look forward to our next call, mate. Stay safe.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Kath as well.
Oh, thanks,
you, Tristan.
Tristan.
0344-499-1000. Oh, calls like that, Kath, that makes it all worthwhile. I have to say as well, we've kind of unofficially adopted the Frog Chorus by Paul McCartney as kind of an anthem for the show and while we're going through all this nonsense. Thank you to everybody, and I'm not going to say all the names because I'll forget one and it will look snarky, but a load of listeners got together. You know that awful Imagine video that Wonder Woman did with a load of idiots?
Well, the very
heartfelt. A lot of our listeners.
Millionaire.
Yes.
Video, yeah.
Yeah, that one. a lot of our listeners in lockdown got together. Well, you didn't get together, virtually got together, and recorded the Frog Chorus in a similar style. And we didn't know this was going on. And the video got posted. Nelly posted the video today on Twitter, and we've retweeted it. And it was a real surprise. And I saw it, and I got a little bit choked up. And I sent it to Kath. I suspect Catherine got a little bit choked up. It was stunning. It was beautiful. Everyone that made that, because I just had a bit of bad news, and then I got that, and it really cheered me up. So everybody that made that, thank you very much indeed. That was lovely, wasn't it, Boyle?
It was. And as you say, it came a bit of a lull in our afternoon where things had got a little bit dark. And that came out of nowhere. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed to everyone that was involved with that. That was really, really special. 0344-499-1000, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Online, on DAB, and on the Talk Radio app.
I expect that he'll be able to return to number 10 shortly.
Talk Radio.